Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, May the 12th, 2023. We're having a great time, 12 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Radio time. We have got to take a small time out here, but we are going to come back momentarily. I tell you what I'm going to do. Did you know there's only one song in the public domain that, that you can play on the radio? And, boy, I have it here somewhere. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what? I just remembered it. I was talking to the pastor there and kind of got ahead of myself. We're going to get back to the trivia here momentarily. But I want to play this song for you. It is in the public domain for whatever reason. It was a hit song, but it's good for a Friday morning here on WGH Talk. All right, listen to the song, and then we're going to come back with trivia momentarily here. Maybe, if we can get to the song here, we're trying. Hold on just one second. Here we go.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a-popping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, blow, rockin' Robin, cause we really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, singin' go bird, go. Rockin' Robin, tweet, rockin' Robin, go rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Rockin' Robin, the only song in the public domain that has big hit quality that you can really play. Back here Friday, May the 12th, 2023, we were getting a call there during the song. If anybody would like to give me a buzz, do it, 740-383-9944. All right. We're giving away Del Taco, by the way, gift cards, $10 to Del Taco, Del Taco Beanie. And we're also going to give away a large Neighbor's Pizza one topping today here on the program. Judy and Mary are both in the competition. The category was, name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Got milk. 740-383-9944. Now, the answers we have so far are cereal and cookies. cereal and cookies. We still have 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. 7 answers in total in this particular category, and the only 2 we have so far are the first 2 answers. 60 people said cereal, and 21 people said cookies. 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say pie.
No. You know what? No pie on the list, but a good guess.
Okay, Scott.
Yeah.
Can you get me that Thacker's name? I don't know if his name was Ralph. I caught him during the fruitcake toss, and you gave me his number. I think you probably got it from the station there, because you called me, I think, right back with it.
You know, I was looking for that the other day. I thought that I had that, and I think... I'm not sure who gave me that, because I was looking through the numbers I had here, and I cannot find that for some reason.
Well, I scribble stuff down all the time, so I'll have to look through a bunch of scribbling, but he does live in Fair Park, right?
Yeah, he does live over in Fair Park.
Yeah, because I want to take him one of those pizzas. I don't think he can listen to you.
Yeah, I think, I have not seen him in the store for a while, but I know, good guy.
Yeah, I'll look through, when I did the grapefruit people, the toss thing, I have those numbers separate, so I'll see if I happen to put it with those.
Yeah, I bet it is with those, because I know he was entered in that last year.
Yeah, the fruitcake.
The fruitcake.
I say grapefruit.
Oh, that's fine, thanks.
I'll look for it, but if you happen to come across it anytime, just give it to me.
I'll do that, thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right. If anybody has Ralph Thacker's phone number, give us a buzz here. I know it's a cell phone number, but I can't remember where I got it back during the fruitcake toss in December. All right. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Number 1 is cereal. Number 2 is cookies. But we've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other big answers here. Who's going to come up with the 5 other big answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Giving away a $10 Del Taco gift card, a Del Taco beanie, and also a large Neighbor's Pizza 1 topping today. And we're going to do those drawings as the morning goes on through 1 o'clock this afternoon here on the station. Go ahead, caller.
Try donuts.
Donuts. No donuts on the list. No donuts on the list here today. All right. Remember the category again. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. A food that you hope you got milk to go with. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Cereal was number 1, 60 people said cereal. Cookies was number 2, 21 people said cookies. But we've still got 5 other answers. There were 7 in total. What are the other 5 answers here this morning? 740-383-9944. And again, we'll be giving away the Del Taco gift card, the Del Taco beanie, and the big pizza there. Go ahead, caller.
What about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know what? You're very close. Not peanut butter and jelly, but maybe one of them?
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter. Milk and peanut butter. Do you like the milk and peanut butter?
Yeah.
Okay. We got you in the competition.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Now, remember, you can enter as many times as you like. You can enter as many times as you like. And feel free to do that, because we're going to draw here $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie or a large one-topping pizza to Neighbor's Pizza. All right. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. We got peanut butter, cereal, cookies, and what else? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, pie wasn't there, because I like milk with apple pie. How about a cobbler?
A cobbler. No cobbler on the list.
Okay.
No cobbler on the list today. Cereal, cookies, peanut butter. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 answers left. Now, we had a guess there of peanut butter and jelly, but the answer was just peanut butter. So we got a correct answer there. That was number 7 on the list. That was actually the last answer on the list. But right now we've got cereal, cookies, and peanut butter. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, peanut butter. 1, 2, 3, 4 answers left on our list today. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about coffee?
No coffee on the list. No coffee on this particular list today. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. A food that you hope you got milk to go with. The Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie. The Neighbor's Pizza, one large, one topping pizza, all in the hopper here today on WGH Talk. 740-383-9944. Remember, we are in the studio today, so you've got to call the studio number, and you can enter as many times as you like. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate cake.
Not chocolate cake.
Cake in general.
Cake in general is on the list. How's it going, Bob?
Pretty good, yourself?
Haven't heard from you in a while. I thought you disappeared.
Well, I was just taking the week off. I was listening.
Now, have you enjoyed... Do you like Matt? Well, you haven't heard Olivia yet. Tonight's Olivia's debut. But have you got to hear Matt during our election coverage or any of the shows he's done?
No, I have not heard him yet.
He's very, very good. Very good. And Olivia last night was tremendous. I can't wait to get her in here tonight.
All right. Well, we'll be listening.
All right. So, did you want to put a substitute entry in here, Bob?
Put in the next person who calls in.
Next person who calls in. We'll do it. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bob slipped in with cake there. Listening in Columbus, Ohio, our good friend Bob Welsh. All right. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. We got cereal, cookies, cake, and peanut butter. Cereal, cookies, cake, and peanut butter. Go ahead, caller.
What about grilled cheese?
Grilled cheese. Let's see here. No grilled cheese, but they're... I don't want to say they're similar, but there's something with one of those words in it on the list.
Hmm. Not sure.
Now, this is Olivia, right? Oh, I think we lost her. I wanted to make sure because we were going to add her again in because Bob's entrant. Bob's entry. 740-383-9944. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. A food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, cake, and peanut butter. Those are the answers we have. Cereal, cookies, cake, and peanut butter. What's left here? 1, 2, 3. 3 answers left on the list here today. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a jelly sandwich. I never ate it. I mean, drank it with peanut butter. Always drank it with a jelly sandwich.
Not a jelly sandwich, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not a jelly sandwich, but not a bad guess. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, cake, peanut butter. What do we got left here? 1, 2, 3 answers. We've got 4 of the 7. Man alive. Del Taco gift card with a beanie and a large Neighbor's Pizza, one topping, all hang in the balance here today. 740-383-9944. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, cake, and peanut butter. Now, we did have a little side guess there that one of those words from the previous caller may be in one of these guesses. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say eggs for breakfast. I can't think of anything.
No eggs on the list.
Okay.
No eggs on the list today, but certainly not a bad guess, to be sure. Coming up on 27 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, cake, and peanut butter are the answers we have. Cereal, cookies, cake, and peanut butter. We've still got one, two, three answers left on the big board here today. Three answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
All right. And yes, this is Olivia, but...
you get an extra entry because of Bob getting cake right.
All right, awesome.
Now, stun us with a correct answer.
What about brownies?
You got one. Brownies is number three on the list.
Awesome.
Perfect. Thanks, Olivia.
Thanks.
All right, Olivia getting in on the action here today. Now, she could be a Del Taco winner. She could be a Neighbor's Pizza winner, and so could you. You can enter as many times as you like. Brownies was on the list. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, brownies, cake, and peanut butter are the answers that we have so far. We've still got two answers left on this particular list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Two answers left on the list. Does anybody know what they are? 28, coming up on 29 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try strawberries.
No strawberries on the list. No strawberries on this particular list today. Well, two answers left. They're number four and number six on this list of seven. Del Taco $10 gift card, Del Taco beanie, and of course our large Neighbor's Pizza. One topping all hang in the balance. And again, we've got our $10 gift card here to Del Taco. Ryan will pick up today. He's got until 1 o'clock this afternoon to pick that up. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. And that's exactly how this is worded. And again, in parenthesis, it says got milk, which I guess is the, you know, the terminology that they used to sell milk for years. Got milk? Cereal, cookies, brownies, cake, and peanut butter. Still two answers left on the list. Now, cereal, 60 people said cereal. 21 people said cookies. 3 people said brownies. 2 people said cake. And 2 people said peanut butter. Still two answers left on the board. 740-383-9944. Who's got those two answers? Going to get in here to possibly win a Del Taco $10 gift card. Boy, you could have Del Taco coming out of your ears. And a Del Taco beanie. You know, those are very, very, very fashionable. And the large Neighbor's Pizza. Everybody who's gotten a pizza from Neighbor's Pizza seems to enjoy it. A large one-topping pizza free for you, courtesy of WGH Talk. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. What are the two we're missing here? Cereal, cookies, brownies, cake, and peanut butter. Two left to go, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody been sitting out there pondering an answer? What could it be? What do you need milk to... Well, I guess that's how we would say it. What needs milk to go with it to be good? 740-383-9944. The questions are getting deep here this morning. You know, when we get to the final section of these, it always gets this. It gets a little harder. Gets a little more difficult, if you know what I mean. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the final two answers? My goodness. I think we might have stumped everybody out there this morning. Isn't that a thing? All right, 740-383-9944. Let's see what else we got here. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say potatoes. Mashed potatoes?
No potatoes on the list, but a good guess. No potatoes on the list, but a very good guess. You know, we're trying everything at this time but the kitchen sink to try to get these answers. 32 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, brownies, cake, and peanut butter. What are those final two answers? Holy mackerel. Somebody has to know what the final two answers are. One was number four and one was number six. Cereal was the big one. Cereal got 60 people. Cookies got 21 people. Brownies got 3 people. Cake got 2 people. And peanut butter got 2 people. But we still have 2 answers left. What could they be? A food that you would want milk with. I guess that's basically what we're saying. A food that you would want milk with. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A food that you would want milk with. Who's got it? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning out there, Scott.
Good morning.
Isn't a White Russian milk and Kahlua? So I'll say Kahlua. That counts as a food.
Well, you know, you might find this hard to believe, but White Russian is not on the list.
Okay, because, you know, I'm white, of course, and I'm part Russian, so I thought I'd make a nod to my ancestry. But, you know, I mean, food includes drinks, and White Russians are pretty good, so.
Are you excited for the Friday night show tonight?
I'm counting the seconds. I've already canceled all plans. I've turned down 3 dates with 3 beautiful girls, and I just said I got to listen to Scott. I'm not going to watch any TV. I mean, I'm just going to sit here, maybe in the gym, you know, because I bring the Bluetooth, but I just can't wait. I mean, it's like when I was 10 years old waiting for Christmas and waiting for Santa.
Well, it's Scott and the gang here tonight. You know, Matt's second appearance on the Friday night show. Sean, of course, our regular co-host here. And Olivia making her debut. I mean, it's big time radio tonight.
I see. Olivia. Is that Olivia, the detective on Law & Order? Is that Olivia?
That's right. It's the detective on Law & Order. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, hopefully she can detect the note of sarcasm. Because a day without sarcasm is a day without Adam.
And no White Russians. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 35 minutes past the hour. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, brownies, cake, and peanut butter. I think we have stumped everybody here in our quest to get the correct answers to this question. 2 answers left. Cereal, cookies, brownies, cake, and peanut butter. What else do you need milk to go with? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the answer? 35 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. $10 to Del Taco, a Del Taco beanie, or a large neighbor's pizza. One topping that we're going to be giving away over the course of this morning up until 1 o'clock here. 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers? That's what we want to know. All right, go ahead, caller.
This is an obvious, albeit dumb answer, Scott. Did somebody say chocolate syrup, Nestle's chocolate syrup?
No Nestle's
chocolate syrup. They make chocolate milk, right?
It's a good guess. No Nestle's chocolate syrup on the list.
Okay, and there's coffee drinks made with milk. I mean, lattes and with steamed milk. That probably isn't there. That's too deep. But yeah, so it is an actual solid food, right? Not an alcoholic beverage.
Yep,
like not coffee or something liquid. It's a solid food.
These are both solid foods.
Okay, well, I'm not sure, but I'll be listening. Thank you.
All right, we're looking for solid foods here. Absolutely. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, brownies, cake, and peanut butter. Those are the answers that we have. Cereal, cookies, brownies, cake, and peanut butter. Still two answers left on the list, and I think people are having a horrible time coming up with these final two answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the final two answers? Well, you know, these are both normal foods. I mean, they're not really exotic or anything out of the norm, to be honest. But does anybody know what they are? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, would oats be considered in the cereal family?
I don't think so, but it's not on the list. But no, I wouldn't consider that a cereal.
Okay.
Okay. No oatmeal on the list here today, or oats. No, but I would not think that's in the cereal category. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, so earlier I said something about cheese, and you said it was there is something involving cheese. Correct?
That's right, yep.
What about macaroni and cheese?
That's it, macaroni and cheese. Now, do you find that to be an odd answer? Because I don't know people who order macaroni and cheese who say, give me some milk.
I think it's mainly because people make mac and cheese with milk.
Oh, you know, well, but it said the category, name a food that you hope you got milk to go with.
Well, I'm unsure.
Well, it's number four on the list, and you got it right, so good for you.
Thanks.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, yes, macaroni and cheese was on the list at number four, so we got macaroni and cheese now. All right, one answer left, and we can put this category to bed. Who's going to get the one answer here? 39 minutes past the hour. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. A cereal that... Not a cereal. Ah, if I could only read. A food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, brownies, macaroni and cheese, cake, and peanut butter. Still one answer left on the list. What is it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the final answer that can put this to bed for us? Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, brownies, macaroni and cheese, cake, and peanut butter. I'm trying to go down the list without reading the final answer that we do not have yet. All right, let's hope we get it here. Maybe this is it coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Let's just say bread.
No bread on the list, but a good guess. No bread on the list here today, but certainly not a bad guess. Cereal, cookies, brownies, macaroni and cheese, cake, and peanut butter. One answer left on the list. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. What is this final answer? It was number six on the list. Cereal 1, cookies 2, brownies 3, mac and cheese 4, cake 5, and peanut butter was 7. But what was number 6 on this particular list? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got that final answer? That elusive final answer here this morning with 41 minutes past the hour. And again, we've got a $10 Del Taco gift card and a Del Taco beanie, as well as a large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, and nobody has ever went wrong with those particular pizzas. People seem to love those. 740-383-9944. Who's got the final answer here? Cereal, cookies, brownies, mac and cheese, cake, and peanut butter. 740-383-9944. Who's going to get in this drawing? Tonight, you could be heading on over. Hey, for Mother's Day, you could be heading on over to the Del Taco or the Neighbor's Pizza, enjoying all that delicious food. We've also got the C's candy here from Carson, California, that we could be giving away at any second. Go ahead, caller.
Let's just try French toast.
No French toast, but you're getting very close. No French toast on the list, but our caller definitely was getting very close with that one. No French toast. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, brownies, mac and cheese, cake, and peanut butter. 740-383-9944. One answer left to go. Now, French toast was as close as we have gotten to this answer so far. 740-383-9944. What is that elusive final answer, number 6 on the list? Does anybody know? It could get you right in this competition now to win the $10 to Del Taco or the Del Taco beanie or the neighbor's pizza with one topping. This could put you right within shooting distance of that. Cereal, cookies, brownies, mac and cheese, cake, peanut butter. Go ahead, caller.
Is it biscuits?
Not biscuits, but a good guess. No biscuits on the list here today, but certainly not a bad guess. Biscuits, not a bad guess. What is this answer? Go ahead, caller.
Pancakes,
that is the one. Who are we going to put in?
I don't know. Put in the first caller on the next question.
First caller on the next question. We got now pancakes and milk, or macaroni and cheese and milk. Does that really sound appetizing to you?
Well, I don't like macaroni and cheese, so I'm going to say no, that doesn't appetize. But pancakes and milk is good.
Yeah, not bad. It's a syrup, I guess. You got to have some milk to wash down that syrup.
And now, will Twinkie Man be drinking milk as well, or is he just going to go for the diabetes?
I think he's just going for the diabetes. And do you think he'll hit 50 Twinkies in 10 minutes?
Oh, he sounds like the kind of guy that would do anything for... that struck him.
Yeah, but you know what? I told him the other day, I said, here's what's going to happen, because 50 Twinkies in 10 minutes means you have to do, I think, 5 Twinkies per minute, which is, that's kind of doable. That's about 10 seconds a Twinkie, 12 seconds a Twinkie, and I think he'll get to 25 okay. I think that'll be okay, but once you've got 25 Twinkies in your stomach, I think he's not going to make it to 50. I think he won't get past that.
I just question his logic, though. I mean, if he's there at the checkout counter there and somebody's buying a box of Twinkies, it doesn't mean that purchaser is going to eat all those Twinkies themselves. It's party season. It's graduation season. It could be for a whole bunch of people, not just for one person. Why did he think he had to eat a box of Twinkies because some guy bought one?
I was there that day. He walked over to me. I wasn't even with him when he was doing this. He walked over to me and said, hey, I got an idea. And this is just this competition, and apparently the people out at the driving range liked it because they've offered to buy the Twinkies and also put up a prize. So I really don't know how that all transpired. Really, I'm just the host for this particular event, which could be entertaining.
I suppose it kind of borders on self-abuse, but that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody put out Twinkies at a graduation party, would that be a good graduation party to go to?
Well, now, I'll have to defer to the U.S. government on this, because I do recall there was a couple of state dinners there where President Trump put out Twinkies and other fast food items there.
Did he?
Yes. So, I guess he was notorious for going lowbrow. If it's good enough for the president, I guess it's good enough for the common man.
So state dinners, like what we're talking about, like Prince Charles comes over and all of a sudden there's Twinkies out there.
Well, that's what I understand, but, I only go by what's in the press.
And heaven knows that's always correct.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
All right, have a good day.
All right, well, I did not know they serve Twinkies at state dinners, but, well, that's our category there. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Cereal, cookies, brownies, mac and cheese, cake, pancakes, and peanut butter. All right, let's move on to the next category now. We've got about 13 minutes left in this hour. All right. Oh, this is a very interesting. This is very timely as well for the time of year we're in right now. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Ah, five big answers here in this particular category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What a timely topic here with gardening season ramping up, to be sure. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Five answers on this particular list. And these are five good answers. I think a lot better than our got milk category before this one. Something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Go ahead, caller.
Dirt.
Dirt is number three on the list. You got it.
Okie doke.
Dirt is number three on the list. That is correct. All right. Name something. So Mary gets two entries here. The Bob Welsh entry and her entry for calling in a second ago. Go ahead, caller.
We'll start with grass.
Grass, yes, grass. You know, I knew you'd pick grass.
Of course. Well, I don't mean grass or lawn grass, not that kind of grass.
Oh, not the other kind of grass. Well, you speak of the...
I think for it's legal to garden or grow your own, I mean, that would probably count.
But yeah, but you speak so...
You know, regular rye grass, because that really starts sprouting like crazy this time of the year, so...
You speak so highly, though, of the other that I just didn't know.
Okay, can I ask you a question, Scott? Because the other guy was talking, that was Bob the pizza guy, right, about the,
yes.
The great Twinkie eating contest.
Twinkies at the state dinners.
We debated, I won't take too long, I don't want to hog your show, but anyway, we debated earlier this week that I was thinking if you're hosting and coordinating the Twinkie eating event, it's a bit of an endorsement to eat a lot of junk food. I mean, it's a debatable topic, of course. And, you know, we agree about 50%, I think. This came up, you probably saw Dr. Feynman's blog, or if you read it every day like I do, and everybody else who posted on Facebook. CNN is known to swing to the left. I think, honestly, since the scandemic has ebbed, they've actually gone back to the middle, which I'm happy about, because I love their reporters. Wolf, you know, Wolf, your buddy you saw in the bathroom, and the other ones.
You know what, though?
But
before we get onto that, I just would like to say, I have never thought, I don't, this CNN swinging to the left, I really don't understand that, because I've watched them for a long time, and I would like to know which reporter on there that they feel is, Don Lemon, is that the one?
Well, it's a general attitude of the network, like I don't think Fox is that to the right, I mean, they're moderate right. Well, again, with the scandemic, thankfully, I mean, it's over, though. I never thought it actually
Didn't we just learn, though, that Fox made up their news?
For a while, they were they were quite to the left. I used to call them the Coronavirus News Network.
But didn't we just find out that Fox made up all their news and had to pay $800 million because they were doing it?
I think every network is guilty, you know.
I think that's a bad thing to say, Adam, because when you're a network that gets sued because you're making up things and you got to pay $800 million to stop the lawsuit and fire your number one program, your highest rated program, I don't think you can say every network does that, because if they did, you can guarantee other businesses would be going after the $800 million too.
People that are calling anti-vaxxers and conspiracy theorists come up with RFK Jr., Michael and I with him, and even Democrats. But that isn't what I was calling about. You probably know what I'm calling about.
Yeah, go ahead. Whatever you were on here.
That they aired Donald Trump not really being a CNN ally. They aired the town hall, and, you know, people were really making a fuss about it. They aired it, which I was kind of surprised by, but I'm glad they did. You want to give all opinions. That, do you think that indicates an endorsement of Donald Trump, or just giving him airtime? People like Dr. Feynman and others have kind of said that. And that reminded me of what I said about the Twinkie event. And, you know, I probably modify my opinion. I tend to agree with you. It doesn't endorse it. You know, we are making a disclaimer. It's not healthy to eat 15 Twinkies, but, you know, he's a grown man. And if he can do it, it's very impressive. So same thing with CNN. Do you think that they're making somewhat of an endorsement or condoning of Donald Trump, especially with the controversy of the last couple days? You kind of see that as a parallel to the Twinkie event.
Well, I've heard this conversation. It's weird you bring this up, because I heard this conversation on some show actually last night when I got home. I was listening to something. I didn't watch the... I watched 10 minutes of the town hall, and that was about it. But, so the question is, are they endorsing it by having him on?
Endorsing, condoning Donald Trump's questionable behavior. I mean, I know it's not the same as eating Twinkies. I understand. I'm not saying that it is. But, you know, I question, should we be endorsing or hosting things that are more healthy? You know, I don't mean the fruitcake tossing, that's an athletic type of an event, versus eating 50 pieces of junk food. I'm kind of seeing a parallel between that and the hosting of Trump. I know that they're not the same thing, but just the idea that you're doing something which probably goes against the grain of your outlet. I mean, we certainly promote being healthy. I mean, I certainly do. CNN, you know, again, I see them swinging back toward the middle, which I'm happy about, because I love a lot of their reporters, Wolf and others. And it's just a long-standing station, so they have a good reputation. That people like Dr. Feynman, with, you know, possibly valid point, they're hosting a Donald Trump event. Does that mean they're just giving equal time, or should they just not allow anything with Trump?
Well, no, I think that to have him on as an endorsement, that's nuts. Because if anybody would have watched that event, they would have seen that the very young reporter, who I think is in her 20s or maybe just 30, Caitlin Collins, who I believe hosted that town hall, did push back on him on many of the things he says.
Yeah,
now, if he wants to say what he wants...
I mean, not necessarily endorsing, but it's like, should they even give him the time of day? And that's kind of what Ron is saying.
Yes. Yes, you should give anybody the time of day.
I agree, I think, to an extent, but not to the extreme that he is saying it. So it's just an interesting case in point. Again, I know it's not a Twinkie eating contest, but I do see some parallels. And, you know, I've learned so much from you, where you said we just report things, we just talk about things, we're not here to spew forth our opinions. Now, granted, I spew forth mine. People know my opinions on many issues. No one really knows any of your opinions on any issues. I'm not sure a psychic could even find out your opinion on 99% of issues.
Well, and that's the point. And listen, we, there was a famous incident where Jim Jordan was on this program. Now, most people would probably say, well, let me just start here. Jesse Jackson, Al Franken, when he was a sitting senator, Madeleine Albright, Roger Stone, Jim Jordan have all appeared on my program. If I had given my opinion on anything, you could never get one group of those people on this program. So that's why I never tell my...
And that's, I think, why these people like to be on the show. But, you know, you mentioned your favorite president is Reagan. Your current party affiliation is available through an internet search. Now, so is mine, but, you know, I just vote for whatever primary I want to choose a candidate from. And... You know, you've made it clear, Reagan, and Reagan is your favorite president.
No, I said, let me correct that. Let me correct that. Reagan is not my favorite president because of any policy he made. I would never say that on the air. What I'm saying is, as far as a man, Reagan is the most fascinating person to me because being an actor, the way he used humor...
I'll agree with that. Reagan is the best personality. I mean, best.
I don't think he's the best personality. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, as an interesting character study, Ronald Reagan is an interesting character study where he came to where he ended up.
I think compared to Donnie Baby, both show business presidents. I mean, most presidents have had some kind of a brush with show business, but obviously in my lifetime, Reagan and Trump heavily in show business. Reagan used his show business background to his advantage. I'm even saying too much that he was still essentially an actor. Yeah, he was hilarious. I love his line where he was going into the operating room after being shot. I mean, yes, I'm not making humor out of this. It was a very tragic event. But, you know, he didn't lose his sense of humor. He said to the doctors, "Hope you guys are all Republicans," which I thought was hilarious. And that's just, he didn't lose, even in a tragic circumstance, he didn't lose his sense of humor.
And no, he had a good sense of humor, and that's one of the reasons I think that...
And he came across as presidential, which our last two presidents certainly don't. So, I agree with that, too. But yeah, his policies, I mean, there are some things he did that I like, but in general, I wasn't a fan. So I guess, yeah. But yeah, you just have this way of no one knows any of your viewpoints as well as I know you. You know, even someone, you know, a relative who... you probably see every day. Sean probably doesn't even know your perspectives or your opinions, which is fascinating. People certainly know mine.
Well, no, no. I never believe my, in an interview or being a journalist, I don't believe I is important in an interview. I think if you take I out of it, you're going to get a lot more information, and my goal is to inform the audience, not inform myself. I know what I believe. They don't need to hear that. I want them to hear what that's why it's called a guest. It's like a guest in your home, and I don't think it should be rude to a guest in your home.
It's fascinating that you can do that at your age, as long as you've been in media. I just once again wish my mother were alive. She was a journalism major. Said she went to school with Bill Cosby for a year, I believe. And I just would be fascinated by her opinion on all this. She would be very fascinated by you for sure. But you know, you can't dwell on that. It's something I can just think about with respect to her legacy. And at least I'm following through without formal education in journalism. Just informally educated and whatever I've learned from you. But just an interesting point, Scott, that because we have guests or we are involved in events doesn't mean an endorsement. But I think Donald Trump is just such a polarizing person. No, I'm not comparing him to a Twinkie contest, but it is fascinating where you draw that line as to what you should allow to even be on the air. And we've had all guests, and they're always good. I always learn something. So I think
censorship's bad. So yeah, no, I don't think having him on CNN was an endorsement, but I can see why it made people angry.
But I mean, or just a semi-condonement, if that's not even a word. Yeah, if you read Ron's blog about that, he was just incensed that they would even have him on, that it lowered their credibility. Read it during the break and tell me what you think. I would be fascinated to know what you thought.
I'll do that. Thanks, Adam.
See you later, bud.
All right, now we're still, don't tune out. We've only got a minute left in this particular hour, but we're going to give away the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie next hour, and then we're going to give away the Neighbor's Pizza one topping from 12 to 1, so don't you dare go anywhere. The category is, name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. 740-383-9944. So far we've got, I believe, grass and dirt are the two answers we've got. Go ahead, caller.
I kept forgetting the question. I'm going to say pesticides.
Pesticides. No pesticides on the list. No pesticides on the list here today. We've got name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. We've got grass, dirt, I believe are the two that we have. Still three answers left on the board, and that Del Taco gift card we're going to give away next hour, $10, and a Del Taco beanie. We're going to give that away next hour, so get in on the competition. We're going to take a short break here, but we're coming back with much more. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.